Actually, we have masculine, feminine, and neuter, but it has nothing to do with masculinity or femininity. It has nothing to do with sex, but it is determined by endings. The army in German is die Armee, or die Wehrmacht, which is feminine. Polizei, the police, it's die Polizei, feminine. All words ending in chen or line actually gives a diminutive expression to any noun, and it's always das. Das Tischchen, der Tisch is the table. Das Tischchen is the little table. Der Mann, but Männlein, das Männlein, the little man, or das Männchen, Lein or Chen, not to be confused with Mensch. Der Mensch is the human being. Girl is Mädchen, which usually was started as Magd. Die Magd is the maid, die Magd. The little maid became Mädchen, a girl. Die Frau is the woman, but the little woman is das Fräulein. So again, just to show you that though it is called, one calls it, and I don't know why, masculine and feminine and neuter, but usually one thinks of masculine as masculinity, or feminine as femininity, and one thinks of it as definition of sex, which it has nothing to do with it. It's determined by endings. So I thought it's in a way a good way to end up with Mark Twain and his thinking, but it's important just not to fill in with vocabulary. For instance, if you want to say, I want a glass of wine, in German, you say, I want a glass wine. You don't say a glass of wine. Ich will, I want to have. Ich will ein
Glas Wein.
Right. Ich will ein Glas Wein haben. Oh, ich möchte ein Glas Wein. I would like to have a glass of red wine.
Ich möchte ein Glas Rouge.
That is fine, but you're in the wrong country. The D becomes a T and you have rot.
Rot.
So
ein Glas Wein rot.
Well, let's make it Rotwein.
Rotwein.
Mm-hmm. Red wine. Yes. Ich möchte ein Glas Rotwein. How would you say, I must have a glass of white wine?
Ich muss ein Glas Weißwein haben.
Right. Ich muss ein Glas Weißwein haben, yes?
If I want to ask a question.
Yes.
How do I say excuse me?
Entschuldigen Sie bitte.
Entschuldigen Sie bitte.
Entschuldigen Sie bitte. Or you can also say Verzeihung. Verzeihung.
Verzeihung.
Verzeihung. Entschuldigen, it's interesting. Entschuldigen Sie is disculp yourself, because Schuld is to be guilty. Schuld haben, which is used a lot in German. Es ist nicht meine Schuld. It is not my guilt. Ich habe keine Schuld. I have no guilt. Es ist nicht meine Schuld. It's not my fault. In English, you would rather say, I didn't mean it. So, but entschuldig, ent is this. So, this guilt or disculpate. Entschuldigen Sie bitte would be excuse, please. Darf ich Sie fragen? May I ask you? Darf ich? There you have the may I. Where I can find, wo ich es finden kann. To use the vile situation here. Darf ich Sie fragen, wo ich es finden kann? So, entschuldigen Sie bitte. Okay?
Thank you very much indeed.
Danke, Michel.
Congratulations. You have just finished an introduction, a very exciting introduction to a language that gives you practical and functional use of the language in such a short period of time, in a matter of hours, and not weeks or months or years. And it also gave you enough very useful vocabulary, and more than that, an understanding of language, an understanding of how to formulate not only your own thoughts and express yourself, not in memorized sentences, but also give you a sense of vocabulary, a sense of making a distinction between the richness of the English language that consists of Germanic, Anglo-Saxon, and French, Spanish, Italian, and to know and to have discovered how you can guess what in English is of Anglo-Saxon origin and what is of French and Latin origin, which gives you a vocabulary of thousands of words. There should be no problem for you to express yourself and to experience the excitement of being able to express yourself in another language and in the use of the language in conversation and also reading, to see how you can enlarge your vocabulary and get more and more excited about it. I hope that it will have given you great excitement in the experience of learning that can be applied not only to language learning, but to all learning. And I want to share that with you because it gives me excitement. Thank you.
End of recording 8.